This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NBC cameraman infected with Ebola arrived at a hospital in Nebraska today. And in Dallas, Texas, Thomas Eric Duncan remains in critical condition. Healthcare is, as we all know, a business. And while this is nobody's idea of the perfect case study, what happens when a hospital takes on a patient with a disease like this? From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports.
The past few days, there has been no wait at Texas Health Presbyterian's emergency room in Dallas. Usually, it takes about 45 minutes to see a doctor. A week after a patient confirmed to have Ebola came through the ER, it's not the most popular place.
If I lived in Dallas and became ill, I would head straight for the Texas Health ER, knowing that the waiting lines are so short.
Dr. Albert Wu is professor of health policy and management at Johns Hopkins. He says the hospital is probably on high alert.
I would bet that Texas Health is a safer hospital and their ED is safer than the other hospitals that they would otherwise compete with.
Still, concerns about Ebola could have a short-term effect on business. There are more than 80,000 visits to the ER at Texas Health Presbyterian each year. On average, an ER visit brings in anywhere from $150 to $1,000. In revenue. That might not sound like a lot, but
you just multiply that by the number of patients that are not coming, and that dramatically affects both the hospital and the group's bottom line.
Dr. Angelo Falcone is CEO of Medical Emergency Professionals, which staffs emergency departments in Maryland and Connecticut. He says the real financial loss isn't from not treating a broken arm or prescribing pills. It's from not admitting a patient. Nearly half of hospital patients come through the ER. When you lose one of those customers, it's expensive.
Then we talk about tens of thousands of dollars of potential revenue that's lost.
Falcone says people probably won't avoid the hospital permanently, and fluctuations in patient numbers comes with the territory.
It's the nature of the beast in emergency medicine is that you'll have some days where all of a sudden all the patients show up, and you'll have other days where it's not quite as crazy.
In the long run, Alex Wu at Johns Hopkins says Texas Health Presbyterian could actually benefit.
I'm not sure that they're going to make their reputation on we do the best job curing Ebola cases, send them to us. But they are getting their name mentioned, and in the end, that might not be a terrible thing.
Right now, we just have the hospital's symptoms. The prognosis is uncertain. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.